question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, a fight prompted a lockdown at East Brunswick High this morning. The disagreement involving multiple students was reported at about 9:30 at the Cranberry Road location, according to East Brunswick Police. Before officers arrived, the fight broke into several other altercations throughout the school. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. After being accused of not speaking out more forcefully against outgoing pro-Palestinian demonstrations across college campuses in the U.S., including Princeton, Rutgers universities, President Biden continues to reiterate his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions. Here he says peaceful protest is protected, not violent protest.
Violent attacks, destroying property, is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. And we are not a lawless country.
He made the comments yesterday during a speech at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony. Pictures of a whale on a New Jersey beach posted on social media did not strand, but actually was undergoing a necropsy. The 44-year-old Say Whale was caught on the bow of a cruise ship in the Port of Brooklyn Saturday, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries. It was towed to the Gateway National Rec Center in Sandy Hook on Tuesday, where a necropsy was performed before the whale was buried. A proposed law would change the mandatory minimum age for kids to attend school in New Jersey. State Senator Shirley Turner's bill would lower the age from 6 down to 5.
Kindergarten is a foundational time for young children, not only just academically, but socially.
Critics, however, say the conversation isn't worth having since kindergarten is not currently required in the state. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Is the weather roulette wheel about to stop on rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, a mild night tonight with a partly cloudy sky, low near 60, but it is going to turn out cloudy tomorrow. We'll have a couple of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm from late morning on. A noticeably cooler day tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Rather cloudy tomorrow night with spotty showers, lows will be close to 50. And cloudy and pretty chilly on Friday with occasional rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday will be in the mid-50s, and a mostly dry day with highs close to 60 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 83 degrees in Scotch Plains, 81 degrees in Belmar, 79 Mays Landing, fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by the Council on Compulsive Gambling. Are you feeling trapped by gambling addiction? You are not alone. The Council on Compulsive Gambling is here to help. It's time to break free. Take the first step towards a brighter future. Call 1-800-GAMBLER and reclaim your life. Call now, break the cycle, and by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley. You'll always have power. Free extended warranty. HVAC and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.